Good morning. Today's scripture comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 through 15. It reads, "When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." The Lord's Prayer is a model for our own prayer time. It begins with adoration of God: "Our Father in heaven, hallowed or holy is your name." Then it acknowledges subjection to His will: "Your will be done on earth as in heaven." It then asks petitions of Him: "Give us what we need to live and protect us from the powers of Satan." Jesus teaches us that our prayer life should have dimension, and teaches us in this prayer the varieties for a vibrant and active life of prayer. I invite you to join with me today to reflect on your prayer lives. Lent is a perfect time to create space to explore different forms of prayer. Jesus taught us prayers of adoration for God, His Father, praise of God's awesome power and grace, thanksgiving for the countless blessings bestowed upon us, penitence in which to ask forgiveness, oblation, offering ourselves, our lives, and our labors to God, intercession, remembering the needs of others, and petitions, humbly asking for our own needs. I invite you to select a different style of prayer for each week during Lent and focus on that particular style for 7 days. I think you may discover a more intimate language and a deeper relationship with God by Easter morning. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 834 of the Book of Common Prayer. Prayer number 65, for the answering of prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, who has promised to hear the petitions of those who ask in Thy Son's name, we beseech Thee mercifully to incline Thine ear to us, who have now made our prayers and supplications unto Thee, and grant that those things which we have faithfully asked according to Thy will may effectually be obtained, to the relief of our necessity, and to the setting forth of Thy glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.